T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the third hour, or excuse me, the abbreviated third hour of the Straight Up with Sturge at ESPN Upstate show. I am Josh Phillips. We will be off air. We will give way to Clemson basketball at the bottom of the hour at 6:30. Clemson will be taking on Alabama A&M. Are they playing at home? I'm assuming they are.
Yeah,
at Little John tonight. So Brad Brownell's club not off to exactly a roaring start. Got out of the gate slow. And I'm sure by March we'll be talking about who the next basketball coach at Clemson will be, as that has been going around a lot until they made a run to the Sweet 16 and kind of quieted that down a little bit. But, you know, I was real interested in the argument we had in between during the break. Am I the only one that hates that stupid trumpet for the Golic show?
It's awful.
I hate it.
It's awful. It's time to change it up. Golic and Wingo, if you're listening, it's time to change it up.
When I get in the car, here's what's nuts. They must have done some research on this. Every morning when I take my girls to school, the first thing they do when they get in the car is, Daddy, I want to hear the trumpet. And it's that stupid trumpet from the Golic and Wingo show. And it drives me bananas.
It's the Baby Shark of the sports world.
Now, I like Baby Shark.
Of course you do.
I've got an 8-year-old.
You have to learn to like it because she's going to play it over and over and over and over again.
I mean, I've got to like Kylie B and I've got to like Baby Shark. I've got a 15-year-old and 8-year-old.
Okay.
So I've got to be able to navigate between two worlds.
You need to introduce that 15-year-old to like Pat Benatar and Joan Jett.
You know, she likes 80s music.
Okay.
She loves, what group is that? Pink Floyd.
Right on. Right on.
And she is an enormous Stevie Nicks fan.
Perfect.
Loves
Perfect
it.
Transition into Joan Jett.
She loves
Lita Ford. Get her into Lita Ford.
But then she also likes music. I guess they're talking Russian, because I can't understand a word they're saying. And then the 8-year-old, she's just all over the map. You know, if it's cute, if it's funny, if it's got a bump, if it's got a ring. Although we're on the way, there's nothing like watching an 8-year-old sing, what is it, Hit the Kwan in the back seat of the car when it came on. I didn't even know what the Kwan was. But my 8-year-old daughter's singing it lyric for lyric in the back of the car. Caroline's laughing at me over here. Why? Why is that so funny that my 8-year-old knows Hit the Kwan lyric for lyric, Caroline?
I was just imagining my 8-year-old niece singing that.
She does it too?
No, she doesn't. But I could just imagine her doing that. She's more sheltered, I guess. But
well, I thought so too. This is going back a couple of months. You know, I'm just flipping through the channels. You know, because I mainly listen to Metallica, stuff like that. That's AC/DC. That's more me. Well, it's during the commercial. You know, I'm flipping over trying to catch Stone Man. And she just says, Daddy, stop, stop, stop. You know, the little seek button on the radio. And I said, okay, so I stop it, and she's just bouncing off the, you know, singing the lyrics, getting after it. And I'm trying to figure out where she learned that song.
It was all over the internet, like TikTok. I don't know if you heard of TikTok.
I have.
Yeah.
Apparently Trevor Lawrence has found his identical twin on TikTok. He took a picture with a girl that looks exactly like him, that she actually hit him up on TikTok. And he responded, And she came to a game, and they did a picture.
It's just the modern-day Vine. If you're familiar with Vine right, from about a decade ago, it's just the modern Vine. Which is cool, you know?
Which I still haven't figured out the cloud. I'm waiting on rain. You know, everybody keeps telling me, are you in the cloud? I said, I don't know. I hadn't been struck by lightning yet. And they start laughing. And I'm like, they're like, no, you're not in the cloud. Is there something I'm supposed to miss about the cloud?
It's just storage. It's just out there.
Where?
There. It's out there.
he did, right?
Yeah. That girl looks just like Trevor Lawrence.
Exactly. It's like they're identical twins.
Somebody's got to talk to Trevor's parents and ask them hard questions.
Correct. I wonder if Clemson people are mad that he's not going to win the Heisman.
I mean, I'm sure they'd probably much rather have another trophy.
Well, I mean, if they keep winning, who cares?
Yeah, right?
Who gives a rip?
Well, that's not the way Dabo Swinney's program is set up. He's not set up to highlight any one individual player and get them monstrous stats and help them win individual trophies. Some of them will win individual trophies because they have incredible performances, but he does not set up his offense that way. He's like, I don't care about my players winning the Heisman. I want to win national championships and conference championships.
Although I will say Travis Etienne is flat getting after it. Here's what's crazy. You know, he's having a really good year from a all-purpose standpoint because in Clemson's offense, you've got to be able to run and catch the football at the running back position. And the other thing I've got to give Travis Etienne a lot of credit on, because this is something that running backs hate doing, and that's pass protection. And he knew that was his weakness his freshman year, and now he will thud up any A-gap blitz that comes in there, and he's bulked up his body to make sure that he can do that. And that's not a skill. You know, it's not natural for running backs to take on a middle linebacker blitzing from a six-yard running start. And that kid's really developed himself to be a great all-around running back.
I want
to
get your opinion on this stat. It's a thread that I've had going on the ESPN Upstate Twitter since week one of the football season. In the preseason, or in the pregame show before Clemson's week one game, Don Munson came on and predicted that Clemson would be the first team in history to score 100 touchdowns in a season. I think the record somewhere is somewhere around like 82, 85 touchdowns in a season. Clemson got off to a really slow start. Didn't look like they were going to be able to come close to that prediction. Clemson right now is at 68 touchdowns.
With
potentially
four games left.
So I did some math on this. As of right now, Clemson is averaging 6.2 touchdowns per game. If they made it to a title game and were to continue on this pace, if they made it to a title game to hit that 100 touchdowns, they'd have to score 6.7 touchdowns per game. They're a half a score away. So they're close. I mean, Clemson's going to have to stay in this groove and just keep putting up astronomical numbers. But point is, they're still really close to being able to make that a reality.
Well, I can promise you this. They're going to try to hang 90 on the Gamecocks next week. And the reason for that is they've had to listen for a whole year about how South Carolina had over 500 yards of offense and Jake Bentley threw for whatever he did against that vaunted Clemson defense. And they are going to go into Columbia with the intent to not just beat South Carolina, they're going to try to annihilate them. I mean, they just are.
Sure.
Because for a whole year – now, whether Dabo does or not, I mean, we'll find out.
Well, Clemson has two games that it should not be too much of a problem to be able to put up seven touchdowns a game. I mean, they could easily do it against South Carolina, and they could easily do it depending on who's leading the other division and whoever they face in the conference championship game. They could easily put up another six or seven touchdowns on that team. And the question then becomes, can they put up seven touchdowns on the teams they're going to face in the playoff? Well, should they make the playoff?
Well, yeah, should they make the playoff, which they should.
Which gets, you know, infinitely harder at that point.
Well, and that's why we're taking a look at the college football playoff rankings. I'm trying to figure out who the team that's in that 6 to 10 area that could potentially jump up. Now, Alabama is going to reap the reward of Louisiana and Georgia, or LSU and Georgia, playing each other. One of them is going to eliminate the other one. And with Alabama is actually the best suited team, because all they've got to do is beat whoever they play this week at the FCS level, and then they've got to turn around and win the Iron Bowl. If they do that, they're going to go to the playoff, because mathematically, LSU and Georgia, one of them is going to eliminate the other one. And then it comes down to Oregon at 9-1, Utah at 9-1. They're ranked 6th and 7th, respectively. Penn State at 8. And that's what makes it interesting, is what do you do with Penn State if they pull the upset and beat Ohio State? Is it likely that they would do that? No, it's not likely, but it could happen. I mean, people would not be surprised if Penn State won that ball game this week. So then what do you do with Penn State with a win over the number two team in the country? And then, of course, you've got Oregon and Utah that presumably are going to square off in the Pac-12. And then there's Oklahoma. See, if there's a conference that could potentially get left out, it's the Big 12. Because Oklahoma had that inexplicable loss to Kansas State. Now, people talk about Georgia having a bad loss. Oklahoma losing to Kansas State, in my opinion, is worse than Georgia losing to South Carolina at home. Because at least Georgia has enough ranked teams left on the schedule, plus the SEC championship, that they can make up ground in that. Oklahoma sitting at 9 could very well win the Big 12, finish at 12-1, and not make the playoff because they're just too far behind the pack. Let's go to the phone lines and bring in Chris. Chris, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing awesome. I hope you are, sir.
I am. I just wanted to say real quick, there is one way that Alabama does not get in, and that is if Georgia beats LSU, because LSU would have the head-to-head with Alabama.
Yeah, the problem, though, is, Chris, and I appreciate the phone call, the problem with that is, it's like what happened with Alabama a couple of years ago, where Alabama lost to Auburn in the Iron Bowl, sat at home, and then watched, who was it, Georgia and Auburn or somebody play, and they got back in it and ended up beat. It was Georgia. They saw Georgia beat Auburn in the SEC championship, got back into it by virtue of that loss, and then beat Georgia to win the national championship. So, see, we've seen that scenario play itself out, because the truth of the matter is a late-season loss will kill you, whereas a early-season loss you can make up time with, and that's what Georgia's done. And right now, all the pressure is on LSU. Now, yes, I understand what Chris is saying with the head-to-head, but you better believe if I'm Ed Orgeron, I do not want to put my playoff hopes in the hands of the committee. And the only way you avoid that is you just keep winning. You just keep winning. You beat Arkansas handedly this week, keep everybody healthy, get to the SEC championship, beat Georgia, no questions asked. If you're LSU and you lose, now you're opening the door up for the committee to institute the eye test. And yes, I know what Chris is saying by they won the head-to-head, but you've got to look over the fact that Georgia, from a perception, here's where the eye test kicks in. If LSU was so good, you don't lose to Georgia, a team that lost to South Carolina. That's the argument that's going to be made in the college football committee's mind. And you're going to have Alabama sitting there, assuming they win the next two, at 11-1. They're not going to have to play in the conference championship. So they're not going to drop them. And they could just let it play out. Now the question becomes, if Chris, if that scenario plays itself out and Penn State wins, does the SEC... oh, my gosh, get three teams into the college football playoff. This is Straight Up with Sturge at ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back into the final segment of Straight Up with Sturge at ESPN Upstate. I am Josh Phillips. To remind everybody, we are off air at 6:29 and 38 seconds to give way to Clemson basketball. The Tigers will be taking on Alabama A&M right here at ESPN Upstate, 97.7 FM in Greenville, 97.1 FM in Spartanburg. Let's go to the phone lines, get these callers in. Before we're off, anonymous playoff. Let me have it. What you got?
You're going to have, we all know, LSU or Georgia. If they win out, one of them is going to be the SEC champion. They're in. If Ohio State wins their Big Ten championship, they're in. Clemson wins the ACC championship, they're in. I think those three are givens. The number four is the one that's a toss-up.
Yes, it is.
And if you... Alabama won't be there, given there, if they won't be there, you've got, let's say, Oregon or Oklahoma wins their conference championship outright. And I'm an SEC guy, but I still think that one of those teams should be the number four team just by virtue of winning the conference. I just feel that if you just don't win your conference, you don't deserve to be there, given the other teams are right up there. You know, you're talking four, five, and six. You can shuffle them around all you want. But I don't know. Just, you know, you can talk about it, get the opinions, how you feel. That's just my opinion. But
appreciate the phone call. No way a one-loss Pac-12 Big 12 champion gets in ahead of Alabama. Not going to happen. We'll have three SEC teams in the playoff before that happens. Let's go to Justin. Justin, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
Awesome.
So your comment a second ago that the Georgia loss wasn't as bad as the OU loss to K-State. I've got to disagree with that. The main reason I got to disagree with that is you guys have been going on for about 2 months how we should fire some coach named Muschamp in South Carolina.
I haven't. So I disagree with that.
I understand, but look, for 2 months you guys have been talking about doing that. They're not thinking about firing the coach at K-State. They're going to a bowl game because they're bowl eligible. And the second feature was that game was on the road. It wasn't at home to a team that has been underachieving all year long. So if you really want to put apples to apples and oranges to oranges, and I don't think OU is going to make it. They're not strong enough defensively to crack the top four. There's better teams ahead of them right now. So that's really not going to be the case. But the loss for Georgia to South Carolina was a well worse loss than OU.
Justin, by your own logic, you disagree with yourself, my man, because the reason for that, you just said it, Oklahoma is going to be the one on the outside looking in. No matter what they do, they're going to have help. Georgia is not in that predicament. So everything that you're saying, I'm agreeing with. But by your own logic, no way. Georgia's not going to get penalized for the South Carolina loss. Oklahoma will. Joey, let's go to those phone. Let's get Joey in on the phone lines quickly before we're off the show in 2 minutes.
Yeah, I'll be real quick. I agree with the last caller. K-State was a way better win, or beating Oklahoma was better than the South Carolina loss because they were Oklahoma was on the road. UGA was at home. It was terrible. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. Alabama has got to whoop Auburn and then pray that Oregon wins. If the Utes win, they're in. I think no one's paying attention to the Utes, and they're really a team to fear. I'll get off of that.
Joey, appreciate the phone call. Well, here's the problem Utah has is they're fighting the machine that is Alabama, and they're in the Pac-12. And you're going to come down, the committee's going to, and now I'm agreeing with you. I think if Utah runs the table and wins the conference championship, they should get in ahead of Alabama. I'm just telling you, by the way the committee has done these things in the past, that's not their MO. That's not their MO. And by what you guys are saying, there's no way that the Georgia loss to South Carolina was worse than the Kansas State one, because that loss is going to keep Oklahoma out of the college football playoff. The loss by Georgia, even at home to South Carolina, is not going to keep Georgia out of the playoff as long as they keep winning. So you can't say that automatically that's a better loss for Oklahoma. They're sitting at ninth. Georgia is sitting at fourth. Oklahoma's not going to make up that ground. Thank you to all of our callers. Thank you to all of our listeners. Clemson basketball is next up. I will be back in the chair tomorrow. Can't wait to see you and talk all things sports at ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.